This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bengals, Browns, Steelers, and Ravens. Vinny and Haney's Notes from the North.
Let's do it. We bounce around the AFC North every Tuesday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass. All of our guests are brought to us by the Window Nation Guest Hotline. And let's start with the team coming off a win at home against arguably the best offensive team through the first few weeks of the season in the NFL, the Indianapolis Colts. Covers the Pittsburgh Steelers for The Athletic. Let's welcome back to the program Mike DeFabo. Mike, thanks for joining us as always here on The Fan. And look, Steelers forced a ton of turnovers. Daniel Jones had five himself. So does that mean that the Pittsburgh defense is back?
Well, it was pretty funny. Before the game, fans literally held a mock funeral outside because they thought that this was the death of this once proud Steelers defense. And then of all teams for the Steelers to reemerge, they played their best football against the NFL's top offense. And so they did it with turnovers, and in a sense, they feel good about themselves. But the real problem for the Steelers this season has been when they don't take the football away, they have not been able to stop teams on three or four downs. And that still is the case. And until they're able to do that, you'll still have questions about it. But look, when you force five turnovers on defense, you're doing something right. And that's really, Mike Tomlin called it the lifeblood of his team. They are a very turnover-reliant defense, and I think they're going to continue to be. They're going to play well when they get them, and they're going to play poorly when they don't.
Now, Mike, you expecting anything for the Steelers by 4 o'clock today on the trade deadline?
Well, you know, yesterday they signed Marquez Valdez-Scantling to the practice squad, and he has some familiarity with Aaron Rodgers. And really, wide receiver is the position to keep an eye on. Really dating back to a year ago when they traded Deontay Johnson, they had George Pickens and then a big gap and a bunch of other guys. Then they bring in DK Metcalf. Now they've got DK Metcalf, a big gap, and a bunch of other guys. So I think that they're absolutely making phone calls right now. And unfortunately, one of the teams that they were calling, one of the players they were inquiring about, Jacoby Myers, just got traded to the Jaguars moments ago. So that takes one possible target off the board. But I think Omar Khan is going to be aggressive. I think he's going to be making moves. And if they make a move, wide receiver is really the one to keep an eye on.
I tell you what, the guys that have to be the happiest on offense is the tight ends, because it seems like Aaron Rodgers, you know, will throw to all of them.
Yeah, the Steelers have a very unique tight end room. Starting with, we have to begin this conversation with Darnell Washington, mm-hmm. who's 6'7", and he's listed at 264 pounds, but I don't think he's been 264 pounds since high school. He said that he thinks the combine scale was wrong for him, and so, you know, he's been a dominant blocker, and now he's more than 300 pounds for sure. He's been a dominant blocker, and really with Rodgers, we've seen him become a mismatch nightmare, especially in the red zone. You know, when they split him out wide, it's just not even a competition against a 5'10" defensive back when you've got a guy like that. You know, and then they've got a guy like Pat Freiermuth, who is really good at finding the soft spots and zones. And then Johnny Smith is kind of just like a wild card player. You know, he's listed as a tight end, but you'll see him line up at receiver. You'll see him line up on the wing. You'll see him line up in the backfield. And so, you know, as the Steelers are assessing their options and deciding whether they need to make a move for a wide receiver, part of that conversation is they've somewhat underutilized Pat Freiermuth and Jonnu Smith. Both those guys are top 10 highest paid tight ends, and yet neither one of them is really putting up Pro Bowl caliber numbers. So if they don't make a move for a wide receiver, you know, the next step would be how do you get these tight ends more involved in the passing game to really feature the guys that you're paying a lot of money to.
Mike DeFabo from The Athletic talking about the Steelers. Thank you, Mike, as they got the Chargers coming up this weekend in the NFL. Let's go to Cincinnati now from WKRC in Cincinnati. Let's welcome back to the program Richard Skinner. And Richard, we all saw the end of the game against the Bears, you know, red zoning it up. You know, that was kind of the game because they kept being – they're in the red zone. If not the red zone, they're marching 80 yards up and down the field. But in the end, another frustrating, disappointing loss for the Bengals. Chase Brown went off after the game. And I know Zach Taylor addressed it yesterday. For those who may not have heard, what did Zach Taylor say about what Chase Brown said, which everybody heard?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? You can do your job, too. He dropped a pass over the middle that cost them probably 7 points. I think he was going to take it in for a touchdown. It was early in the game. They had to settle for a field goal instead. And listen, Chase is a top-notch kid. There was clear frustration. I was in that scrum when he said what he said, and I was kind of stunned because it's just not his personality, but I think it was just the frustration. But, hey, if you're going to clap at one side of the ball, you got to do your job, too. And he dropped a pass that would have been a touchdown.
You know what's funny, Richard, is Zach Taylor's probably going to be the one that's going to pay for this. But in reality, you know, he's done a hell of a job with the offense. It's the personnel that the GM and those people have brought in. They have not done well with their draft picks on defense.
No, and that's and I've written a column in the last week. I know the paper in town, the Inquirer, their columnist wrote a column about it that point the finger at Duke Tobin, the director of player personnel, who's kind of the de facto general manager. You know, when this team went to the Super Bowl, let's not forget this. They threw a lot of money at Trey Hendrickson. They threw a lot of money at Chidobe Awuzie. They threw money at DJ Reader. And they had these guys on rookie contracts, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and Joe Burrow. Well, now they're paying for those three, and you can argue rightfully so. But if you're going to pay for your superstars, and you probably should, you better hit on draft picks and have guys who are in rookie contracts performing at a high level for you, and they just don't have that.
Now, do you think Hendrickson is going to be a member of the Bengals after 4 o'clock today?
I've vacillated on this. I do, unless a team just decides to swallow hard and give the Bengals exactly what they're wanting. There's still a belief they want a first-round pick. I don't think
that is
get
not
that
happening.
Anybody.
No.
I'm with you on that. But if you could get a second or a third and a player in return, I think that would wet their whistle a little bit. I mean, listen, you have to face the reality of this. You're 3-6. The math's getting very hard to win this division, even though it's the division, somebody might win at 9-8, for goodness sakes. But even if you're thinking that, I mean, they only can afford 2 more losses, and they're going to be an underdog in the next 5 games. At the Steelers, New England at home, at the Ravens, at the Bills, and the Ravens at home. You know, barring Lamar not playing in either one of those games. I mean, Baltimore will be the favorite. So, I mean, you have to have the first harsh reality of, let's just see what we can find out about these young guys the rest of this season, see if some guys can take a couple of steps forward, get Joe Burrow healthy back next season, and roll from there. The whole thing is superseded what is a great story in what Joe Flacco has done. It's been freaking amazing what he's done.
Yeah, it's the defense has overshadowed the 3 turnovers that he had, which, by the way, Richard Skinner.
One was a Hail Mary, Mike.
Yeah, that's true. Hail Mary. Fair enough. One should have been a pick 6, but they rolled it down by contact.
Yes, it should have.
Yes. Hey, keep in mind, we all love Joe Flacco here. He'll never buy a beer in Baltimore. Again, that's right. For sure. Richard Skinner, thanks, man. WKRC in Cincinnati. Now let's go to Cleveland. Talking about the Browns coming off a bye. He's with ESPN Radio. Let's welcome back to the show Emmett Golden. Emmett, we appreciate the time as always. The bye week is always advantageous, we guess, in most instances. But what's going to be happening at quarterback for Cleveland moving forward here? Because the Shador watch, I'm assuming, has started a long time ago.
Yeah, and I'd love to point out that Joe Flacco won't buy a beer in Cleveland either for taking the Browns to the playoffs. So he's beloved in the AFC North, Joe Flacco is. Everybody here locally is, what's up with Shador? What's up with Shador? It seems as though right now Dylan Gabriel is still the starting quarterback and will be, at least in the short term. But, guys, the unthinkable is going on here in Cleveland. We're actually talking about the fact that maybe Deshaun Watson will actually see the field this year, and that's a turn of events that none of us expected to see at the beginning of this season.
Now, Emmett, when would that happen? Because they haven't activated him yet off of IR, correct?
And that is correct. He hasn't started his window. Once they activate him, you know, he has the 3 weeks to get put on the active roster. And from what I'm hearing, it's a week or so away. And, you know, it might still be a long shot, but it's absolutely on the table that maybe at the end of the year, if Dylan Gabriel struggles, if Shador Sanders doesn't look good, I mean, they're paying the guy $230 million. So he's on the roster. You got to deal with it. There's late in the season, he might actually get on the field. There's a chance for that.
So why did Stefanski put Bill Reese in charge of offensive play calling that?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Now,
desperation. You know, in a word, you know, he did it last year, and last year it made a little more sense because they were running Ken Dorsey's offense, and he felt like, okay, let me give up play calling and let Ken call the plays to his own offense. That didn't work, and he did it again this year. And really what it reeks of is we went through the bye week. We're not making any changes. We got to give our fans something. So Stefanski gives up play calling, and Tommy Reese, you know, he's called plays in Alabama, but we don't really know what he's going to be like as a pro play caller.
Now, Emmett, last thing for you. With Cleveland coming off the bye, they have the Jets this week. Granted, it's on the road. I mean, the AFC North is not exactly a juggernaut this year. Ravens won two in a row, and they get Lamar back. But how will we handicap the division? And is there still hope, however faint it may be, that Cleveland can at least make a little noise here in the second half of the season?
Yeah, there's no hope. We're just focused here. Like, can they get a win, right? Can they win more than three games? They won three last year, you know, and it just it's really, really, you talk about being down bad. That's where the Browns are right now. But you guys know it's a week-to-week league. If they go out there and get a win on Sunday, then the optimists start popping their heads up, and who knows what could happen. But right now, everybody's just focusing on getting a win, even though the division right now is a mess. That's the last thing Browns fans are thinking about.
Emmett Golden, ESPN Radio in Cleveland. Emmett, we appreciate the time as always. That's Note from the North. When we come back, reset the program. Got news from the Nest coming up at noon. Going to hear from John Harbaugh. Met with the media yesterday. Ravens made a trade. We'll revisit that because Vinny watched this kid on film. Got him from the Tennessee Titans, coming over with 35 career sacks out of Ohio State. So stick around for that one. We got Kevin Allstriker from USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Then we're going to hear from the Orioles as they're still speaking as we speak. Craig Abernaz introduced as the manager. You got Mike Elias, got David Rubenstein. Still getting grilled by the Oriole media. How they feeling after the grilling NFL lunch, Feeble Five. And then Jared Dubin from CBS talks some NFL with him as Week 10 starts on Thursday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.